Hey, Patrick, did you get the email I forwarded you last week?
I'm not sure. What was it about? Could you refresh my memory?
The message saying that our Springtime Examiner subscription expires at the end of the month.
You're not seriously considering renewing it, are you?
I'm definitely renewing it. What I want to know is if you're going to chip in.
Oh, come on, Winston. Get with the times. Pretty much everyone in our generation gets their news online.
Can't call that news. What people read online is fluff. It's like pure sugar that rots your brain, with a few facts thrown in to make you think you're staying abreast of the news. Plus, the internet plays it fast and loose with the facts.
Ah.
What?
The little software company I invested in last week. It's on the upswing. I get notifications about stocks on my phone.
See? Case in point. You can't even follow our conversation because you're distracted by your notifications. It's another thing that bugs me. Everything is so instantaneous. Do you have to know what's happening with your stocks at this very moment? Why can't it wait until tomorrow?
Because I don't want to wait until tomorrow. Why should I? That's one of the perks of living in the 21st century. Something can happen on the other side of the world, and the news reaches me in a flash.
Yeah, you learn the bare essentials, but the coverage leaves a lot to be desired. They take one or two points and talk about them to death. So you might find out that there was an earthquake in California, or a volatile situation in the Middle East, but...
You're saying that's not important? What if your brother was in California when the earthquake hit? You'd want to know he was safe as soon as you could.
Well, sure. That's what technology should be used for, spreading the word in emergencies. But when it comes to a complex, serious issue, a few sound bites or a simple notification just won't cut it. Not everything can be boiled down to a few bullet points to browse on your phone.
But it doesn't hurt to have the bullet points.
Yes! Yes! It absolutely does hurt! If you dumb things down for quick consumption, people are going to get used to it. They're going to start thinking a political campaign or a pressing social issue can be squeezed into the amount of space it takes to read the weather forecast. People already have a much shorter attention span, and our critical thinking skills are going downhill too.
You may have a point, but you're swimming against the current. People aren't going to go back to reading the papers if they can stay informed with less effort. Things change. Newspapers were once the height of progress, and now they're becoming antiquated.
Well, I'm still going to renew my Springtime Examiner.
I figured you would, but you're on your own for the subscription fee.